AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A source tells AP a grand jury's indicted New York's Attorney General, Letitia James. The mortgage fraud charge is the latest Justice Department case against a perceived enemy of President Trump, who said this 3 months ago.
Letitia James, a total crook. All they do is want to go after political opponents.
James infuriated Trump by suing him and his company for business fraud. The state of Illinois is urging a judge to order the National Guard to stand down in the Chicago area, Governor J.B. Pritzker.
He started with he wants to deploy people because of crime, which is ludicrous, right? We're not even in the top 25 cities for violent crime.
A Justice Department lawyer describes Chicago as rife with lawlessness. On Capitol Hill, Sagar Magani reports trust is low and tensions high over the government shutdown.
Both sides are facing the reality. Relations are badly broken. There have been Capitol hallway confrontations this week.
This is absurd.
This is the longest time.
Do you want me to answer the question?
Like Arizona Democrats getting into it with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Emotions are high. People are upset. I'm upset. I'm a very patient man, but I am very angry right now.
Democrat counterpart Akeem Jeffries has had his own tense exchanges with Republicans.
It's time for House Republicans to get back in town, get to the negotiating table, and get real.
The House remains out, and the Senate failed for a seventh time to pass a government funding bill. With no obvious sign of significant progress, deadlines now loom. Active duty troops would miss a paycheck next week if there's no deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And in Israel, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet's meeting to weigh the terms of a deal with Hamas that could free the remaining hostages as part of President Trump's peace plan for Gaza. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks pulled back a bit from their record highs on Wall Street, taking a pause from their recent rally. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Thursday. That was only the second loss for the index in the last 10 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 243 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.1%. Dell Technologies fell 5.2% for one of the more notable drops in the market. Delta Airlines ascended 4.3%. The price of gold fell back below $4,000 an ounce. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
No weekly jobless report today because of the government shutdown, but Alex Vega has the latest on mortgage rates.
Good news for home shoppers. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped this week to 6.3%. The average rate is now at its lowest level in about a year.
There's more news and the latest developments at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.